listening to Through My Bible in 3 Years, published by Northwestern Publishing House and available on www.wells.net. Our reading is Joshua chapter 15, beginning with verse 13 and going to the end of chapter 17. In accordance with the Lord's command to him, Joshua gave to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, a portion in Judah, Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak. From Hebron, Caleb drove out the three Anakites, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, descendants of Anak. From there he marched against the people living in Debir, formerly called Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said, I will give my daughter Aksah in marriage to the man who attacks and captures Kiriath Sefer. Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's brother, took it. So Caleb gave his daughter Aksah to him in marriage. One day, when she came to Othniel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. When she got off her donkey, Caleb asked her, What can I do for you? She replied, Do me a special favor. Since you have given me land in the Negev, give me also springs of water. So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Judah, clan by clan, the southernmost towns of the tribe of Judah and the Negev toward the boundary of Edom were Kabzeel, Eder, Jager, Kina, Dimona, Adada, Kedesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Bealoth, Hazor Adata, Kiriath Hezron, that is Hazor, Amam, Shema, Molada, Hazor Gada, Heshman, Beth Pelet, Hazor Shuel, Beersheba, Beziothiah, Baala, Ayam, Ezim, Eltoled, Kisel, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Lebaeth, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimmon, a total of 29 towns and their villages. In the western foothills, Eshtael, Zorah, Ashna, Zanoa, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Soko, Azekah, Shearim, Adathaim, and Gedira, or Gedirathaim, 14 towns and their villages. Zenim, Hadasha, Migdal-Gad, Delian, Mizpah, Jokthiel, Lachish, Buzkath, Eglon, Caban, Lamas, Kitlish, Gedirath, Beth-Dagon, Naamah, and Makeda, 16 towns and their villages. Libna, Ether, Ashan, Iftah, Ashna, Nezib, Keila, Aksib, and Marisha, 9 towns and their villages. Ekron, with its surrounding settlements and villages. West of Ekron, all that were in the vicinity of Ashdod, together with their villages. Ashdod, its surrounding settlements and villages, and Gaza, its settlements and villages, as far as the Wadi of Egypt and the coastline of the Great Sea. In the hill country, Shamer, Jater, Soko, Dana, Kiriath Sana, that is, Debir, Anab, Eshtemoth, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 towns and their villages. Arab, Doma, Ishan, Janim, Deftapua, Afika, Humta, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zior, 9 towns and their villages. Mayan, Carmel, Ziph, Juta, Jezreel, Joktiam, Zanoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 towns and their villages. Halhol, Beth-Zur, Gedor, Meareth, Beth-Anath, and Eltekan, 6 towns and their villages. Kiriath Baal, that is, Kiriath Jearim, and Reba, 2 towns and their villages. In the desert, Beth Araba, Midden, Sekekah, Nibshan, the city of salt, and En Gedi, 6 towns and their villages. Judah could not dislodge the Jebusites who were living in Jerusalem. To this day, the Jebusites live there with the people of Judah. The allotment for Joseph began at the Jordan of Jericho, east of the waters of Jericho, and went up from there through the desert into the hill country of Bethel. It went on from Bethel, that is Luz, crossed over to the territory of the Archites in Atarath, descended westward to the territory of the Japhletites as far as the region of lower Beth Horon and on to Gezer, ending at the sea. So Manasseh and Ephraim, the descendants of Joseph, received their inheritance. This was the territory of Ephraim, clan by clan. The boundary of their inheritance went from Atarath-Adar in the east to upper Beth-horon and continued to the sea. From Michmethath on the north, it curved eastward to Teanah-Shiloh, passing by it to Genoa on the east. Then it went down from Genoa to Atarath and Neara, touched Jericho, and came out at the Jordan. From Tapua, the border went west to the Cana Ravine, and ended at the sea. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the Ephraimites, clan by clan. It also included all the towns and their villages that were set aside for the Ephraimites within the inheritance of the Manassites. They did not dislodge the Canaanites living in Gezer. To this day, the Canaanites live among the people of Ephraim, but are required to do forced labor. This was the allotment for the tribe of Manasseh as Joseph's firstborn, that is, for Machir, Manasseh's firstborn. Machir was the ancestor of the Gileadites, who had received Gilead and Bashan because the Machirites were great soldiers. So this allotment was for the rest of the people of Manasseh, the clans of Ebezer, Helek, Azrael, Shechem, Hepher, and Shemaida. These are the other male descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph, by their clans. Now Zelophehad, son of Epher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons but only daughters, whose names were Mela, Noah, Hugla, Milcah, and Tirzah. They went to Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the leaders, and said, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers." So Joshua gave them an inheritance along with the brothers of their father, according to the Lord's command. Manasseh's share consisted of 10 tracts of land besides Gilead and Bashan east of the Jordan, because the daughters of the tribe of Manasseh received an inheritance among the sons. The land of Gilead belonged to the rest of the descendants of Manasseh. The territory of Manasseh extended from Asher to Michmethah, east of Shechem. The boundary ran southward from there to include the people living at Antipua. Manasseh had the land of Tapua, but Tapua itself, on the boundary of Manasseh, belonged to the Ephraimites. Then the boundary continued south to the Cana Ravine. There were towns belonging to Ephraim lying among the towns of Manasseh, but the boundary of Manasseh was the northern side of the ravine and ended at the sea. On the south, the land belonged to Ephraim, on the north to Manasseh. The territory of Manasseh reached the sea and bordered Asher on the north and Issachar on the east. Within Issachar and Asher, Manasseh also had Beth-shean, Ibleam, and the people of Dor, Endor, Teanach, and Megiddo, together with their surrounding settlements. The third in the list is Napheth. Yet the Manassites were not able to occupy these towns, for the Canaanites were determined to live in that region. However, when the Israelites grew stronger, they subjected the Canaanites to forced labor, but did not drive them out completely. The people of Joseph said to Joshua, "Why have you given us only one allotment and one portion for an inheritance? We are a numerous people, and the Lord has blessed us abundantly." "If you are so numerous," Joshua answered, "and if the hill country of Ephraim is too small for you, go up into the forest and clear land for yourselves there in the land of the Perizzites and Rephaites." The people of Joseph replied, "The hill country is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites who live in the plain have iron chariots, both those in Beth-shean and its settlements, and those in the valley of Jezreel." But Joshua said to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, "You are numerous and very powerful. You will have not only one allotment, but the forested hill country as well. Clear it, and its farthest limits will be yours. Though the Canaanites have iron chariots, and though they are strong, you can drive them out. You've been listening to Through My Bible in 3 Years. If you'd like to have these Bible readings emailed to you, visit www.wells.net/jump/Bible3 and click on the subscribe link. Tune in tomorrow to hear God's Word again. Scripture taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 1973, 1978, and 1984 by International Bible Society. Used by permission of Zundermann. All rights reserved.